Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. Very grateful to be with you on this fifth day of April 2023. We're going to look at a word. One word, and one word alone that this listener wanted me to answer the question on, and I'm very grateful that I get the opportunity just to even talk a little bit about it. It's a difficult word for people, the within. Within. What does that mean? What are we talking about? So Sarah from New Mexico wrote me and she said, I don't understand what this within is that all of you meditation people, as she put it, talk about. How do you describe the within? I was captivated by this email because it raises a question that most people don't ever consider. They don't much understand what it means to move within or what within is. Is that when you close your eyes and you start thinking? That's the within for most people. They just close their eyes and then this slew of thoughts come and they either listen to those thoughts and have conversations with them, which most people do, or they try to ignore them and think they're meditating, and the whole effort really is lost in that because you can't just ignore them. There is a process you must go through if you're going to be effective in meditation. And the process is you must practice being indifferent to those thoughts. And once you start realizing through third person, you know, going back and back, looking at your thoughts as though they are a play or a movie that is being projected in your brain, and that you realize, though you bought the ticket, you can leave anytime you want. Just get up and leave. And if you ignore them, which would be very, very difficult, you would be fighting with your mind and fighting with your thoughts, and they will win. They will definitely win. But if you can understand this, to be indifferent to a thought, then the within will be revealed to you. To be indifferent, not to care much about what thoughts pass through your mind. I always tell my students, if you are as passive towards your thoughts as you are when I'm trying to teach you, you would be awakened by now. But they don't do that. They like to engage their thoughts. They like to fight with them. They like conflict. All thoughts bring about some sort of conflict in our life down the line. So people don't believe that, but it's true. In all of this effort to ignore them, you won't be able to find the within. You won't know what it is. The within is like, let's put it this way. It's like a chalkboard that it is black, okay? But it's filled with all sorts of maybe sentences and mathematical problems, maybe pictures. It's so filled that the chalkboard is so filled that it you can't see the chalkboard anymore. All you can see is what was written or what was put on it. Now, most people try to take an eraser and erase the chalkboard, but you can't do that because it doesn't work that way. Whatever I suppress, I eventually will express, as I always say. So that won't work. But if you turn your head away from the chalkboard, if you ignore what is on that chalkboard, you will see what room basic chalkboard is in. You'll start to pull back a little further, and you'll see it's in a room. Oh my goodness. And not only in a room, but a room that is very big, and there are other things around it that aren't objects and thoughts. They are the premise of the providence of the way. You start to realize this is so very beautiful, and it is very beautiful. To the mind, it is a no thing, because the only things that matter to the human mind are what can be put on the chalkboard. But when you start realizing, as you pull back, that you're in a much bigger place, a much bigger room, a much bigger venue than you thought you were in, than you could think you were in, then you realize that the things on the chalkboard don't matter anymore. They're just frivolous arguments and conflicts and silly genetic assumptions and presumptions that have formed conclusions, and that the chalkboard is just a mess. But if you can pull back, not be so engaged in it, not read it all the time, not argue with it, not talk to your thoughts. If you start to do that kind of work, oh my, now something different has happened. You start to see a bigger picture. You start to become what we call in the work aware. And when you become aware, then you can realize the within. You will see everything is a matter of within. And my myopic mind, the old Gregory mind that can only see what's on the chalkboard, has now become obsolete. I don't want to do that anymore. I see that there is something more profound in my life, something of more meaning. And I step back and I step back, and I'm no longer hooked anymore by what has been written on the chalkboard. And if you get very good at this, you'll pull back so far that you will see that the chalkboard is ridiculous. It's been only our basic primitive instincts for survival that have written any messages on that chalkboard, and none of them are relative to now what you are seeing with your new perception that is based not so much in what was written on the chalkboard, but what is around it and the room that it is in. You can even eventually leave the room. And believe me, that is an amazing, loving experience that is beyond the concepts of human thinking. I was watching this documentary on surfing the other day, and this guy was talking about doing the pipeline in Hawaii. And he was talking about why he risked his life to do it. And he said, it's like a meditation. He said, once you're in the tube, you're away from everything, your own mind. It is beyond the concepts and the precepts of a mind that has come to many conclusions. And this experience exceeds all of that. He said, it's amazing. And he says, it's like meditation. So, of course, you know, what I'm thinking of is, why are you risking your life surfing on the pipeline when you could just sit down and meditate? But, you know, how people are. They got to do what they got to do. And his mind is fixated on the idea that the only way he can have this meditative experience is to be on a surfboard on the pipeline, risking his life. Many people have died doing the pipeline. So there's a part of that risk thing that moves us out of our body for a few moments and allows us to kind of check in with something different, something more ethereal, the mystique of the mystical, as I call it. And so there are many different ways, Susan, that people try to get the inference of meditation and the beautiful feeling of emptiness, of quiet, of solitude and silence. So maybe you'd be interested in that. I don't know. But anyway, that's why we meditate. It has no other purpose other than everything. And that everything, oh, it is more than worth it. Believe me, it is. It'll take your life into a whole new direction. And who wouldn't like that? A direction of love, compassion, mercy, generosity, forgiveness. I'm out of here. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, for your question. And if I can help you further, you know how to get a hold of me. Thank you all for listening. Please forgive me. Be back next week. Namaste.